guys.
Hi, queens.
Welcome back to a new episode this week. We're so excited. We're basically continuing our last week's episode because we were going to do this with the last week's episode, but then our get to know us took a little bit longer than we expected. So we're like, yes, you know what? Let's just do this in a separate episode. So we do this one occasionally, just kind of update it, and we just talk about our current favorites and things we're loving. So that's what we're going to do this week, and I'm really excited because I feel like these episodes, again, are really fun, and I love to listen to other podcast episodes like this because it just, I love to know what people are into because I like to find new things, and I feel like I love just genuine, authentic reviews of people just saying things they like, you know, that's just like, same. It's not sponsored. There's no need to push anything. It's casual conversation, kind of like, just what are your favorites?
So yeah, like chatting with a friend, influencing each other. I love doing that.
So that's the vibe this week. We have a couple updates for you guys. We went to this really cutie swirl event, Swirl Boutique in, it's a small boutique based in San Diego. They have three locations. One's in Encinitas. Their main one is Carlsbad. And then the third one is San Clemente. And they just had the cutest self-care Saturday event. And honestly, I felt like it was so much fun. We did this cute mat Pilates class. I think you would say that's what that was.
Yeah, it was cute.
It was just like really fun, and discovered then we did some shopping.
Fave, did you try the choice juicery bread? It's so good.
Oh, well, I had it with the toast that we had, but I haven't eaten my slices yet. I had some yet. This morning.
So good. If you're in, oh yeah, Diego,
I was gonna ask you if on the bread wrapper does it say to refrigerate it or do you leave it out?
Ooh, good. I googled.
Yeah, just I googled like, what do you do with gluten-free bread? And it's like, if you put it in the fridge, then it might dry out faster. But if you leave it out, it might last a little longer, but it has more chance to like get mold. So I was like, I don't know which one's better. So I wasn't sure if it was like, oh, keep refrigerated or not.
Okay. Yeah. I'll double check. I have definitely been leaving it out, but I'll.
Okay. Mine's out too. So we'll see. But yeah, and I feel like, honestly, they had such good pieces out lately. Yeah. I don't know. All the brands they carry are doing so well. Like, I don't know if you guys know, but like Z Supply, I feel like is low-key killing it. Like, love their lounge They're pieces, so love their basics. And Swirl carries like Z Supply, L Space, Astro the Label, a bunch of really good denim brands. I don't know. There was just a lot of good stuff. So that was fun. Yeah, had some choice. That blue magic drink we had was so, so yummy.
And speaking of events, the day before, we went to a really cute event with Clarence.
It was another self-care event.
Honestly, love the spring self-care vibe. Just love Clarence. Honestly, you guys, that's like in one of my favorite, I probably have like three favorite serums ever, which is Caudalie, Elemis, and Clarence. I think those are my top three favorite serums that don't break me out and I actually notice a difference. I freaking love them. And they had an event for their new moisturizers, which smell so good.
And it was like amazing. A day one and a night one. And they taught us how to apply it, which was so cool because I actually applied my serums. Ooh, how they kind of taught us how, like, the super light pat and then like the harder one, and I feel like the next morning my skin felt really good.
Which one's the light pat? I forgot.
I think it was honestly both, but it was like she said start with your eye cream first because saying like we thought that eye cream would be last, but it's actually first because you need that protective barrier. So it was like the like light, like half a pound pat, like around your eyes and like all the way around your eyebrows. And then you like do the same thing, but like with the 6 pound push.
Okay. So light pat same for thing. Eyes, hard pat for serum.
Yeah, I think it was like both. Like, I think you like tap it on lightly to just apply it and then you do the push, 6 pound push so that it actually like penetrates your skin. And then you do the same thing with the serum, like light to put it on. And then you like push it in and do the lymphatic drainage thing. I don't know, it was a lot of information, but I should check my notes. I took notes.
I know,
but it was honestly, so good. And like, then we did notes. Yeah, I'll send you a picture. And yeah, and then we did a sound bath, which was so nice. We love sound baths. And then a nature walk around like the property that we were at, and then finished the day off with a really yummy lunch. I don't even know where it was from, but it was so yummy.
Wait, speaking of which, that just reminded me, like, okay, sorry, I just hit my computer. That was Friday, and the Friday before, we also did a nature walk, sound bath, and yummy lunch, lol.
Oh my gosh.
Like, wow, we've really been
is that in our Friday plans now? Era.
Yeah, I know. I think maybe every Friday love we need that. To do that. Oh, and this Friday love we're that. Doing Pilates. Love that. Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's been just, like, really fun self-care events lately.
Yeah.
And I love when brands kind of invest in those activations. Yeah, love that. So that's been really fun. So this weekend was super busy, and we got dinner with one of our girlfriends who was in town visiting. Mm-hmm. So I feel like normally my weekends are so low key, but this weekend has been so busy, go, 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 nonstop. Mm-hmm. And then literally Monday morning, we have to see our trainer at 7 a.m. because Andrew's going out of town, and that was the only time we could do it. So I'm like, oh my gosh, this is nonstop.
It'll
so
feel nice after.
I'm tired. I know, yeah. I know. So yeah, just busy, busy bees over here. Yeah. But so that was fun. And then speaking of Pilates, we would just love to know if the SD girlies or anyone local or who would want to drive, would you guys be interested in sort of like a Pilates / coffee influence community meetup kind of situation? Let us know, DM us if you'd be interested. We're trying to kind of plan something, so we just want to see like what the interest looks like before we kind of start putting things together. So let us know what you guys think about that as our next kind of local meetup. But yeah, okay, do you want to share your influence of the week, or do you want me to go first? Because mine's kind of like basic.
Okay, yeah, you go first.
Okay, mine's like so so a couple weeks ago I accidentally purchased very expensive sheets, and I mean by accident, I was online shopping, I put things in my basket, and I went to apply the discount code, and I was doing it on mobile, and it's that stupid like Shop Pay where it like does everything for you, so like everything's filled in, everything's ready
honestly,
to go.
Easy to accidentally hit.
Yes. Confirm. And then so when I was typing in the discount code, because I just wanted to see what the discount looks like, because I feel like that's how I shop. I just add things to cart, add the discount, see the final price, and then I think about it.
Yeah.
And instead of hitting the small apply button to the side, I hit the pay now button because that was the big button below it. So like my eyes just went to that button. So it didn't even apply the discount code. Because I hit the button and I couldn't, I hit the back button. I tried to stop it and I couldn't. And then it was this whole thing. I ended up reaching out to like customer service, asking them to cancel the order. They were like running a sale on their website, but I was like, the coupon code's going to be way more money. And then the coupon code ended up not being more money because it was on select items. So it was like this whole thing. And I was like, never mind. Just send me my order. It's fine. So I ended up keeping these really expensive sheets. The brand is Cozy Earth. And I think it's just their like classic, I think they're like the bamboo something sheets. And oh my God, you guys, these are the softest, most cloud-like sheets I've ever slept on in my entire life. Like we got a comforter too because it was time to like kind of upgrade our bedding. I haven't gotten new bedding in a really long time. And I'm just like, my white sheets are like, there's too much self-tan. Like it is not coming out anymore. You know what I mean? So we end up getting like a creamy color just to like maybe help with that. But like it honestly feels like you're sleeping on a cloud, and it's just so comfortable and soft. Like I was like, oh my gosh, this is so nice. So unfortunately the purchase like was worth it, but it was
are
a
they
little
like at least on like
happened.
To know it?
Yes, it was. I did.
Okay,
yes.
That's good.
Yes.
You could like link it.
I had that. Yeah. So yeah, that's my current influence is my new bed sheets. And So worth it. I think if you don't buy sheets very often and you want to invest in quality sheets, I don't even know why. I'm sure I saw an ad somewhere, which is why I was looking at them. And then their Instagram account is really good at showing examples of people like making very aesthetic beds, you know, that have like the comforter
and the blankets
and like the different textured blankets and then all the pillows and then the certain things like match each other. And it's just like so beautiful. And you're like trying to achieve that. So it sucked me in and I bought the sheets.
So. And like those pillows, like those square pillows with the like hi-ya in the middle.
Yes. So
do you have those? Yeah.
I have some I got off Amazon, but honestly, I don't think they're big enough.
So I'm like trying to figure out where the girlies are buying their hi-ya pillows.
Honestly, I think it's like Home Goods vibes or from the websites, but they're so expensive.
I know.
But that's I think the trick is you have to get the ones that are like down feathered. Because if you get the ones that are just normal, like, cotton balls on the inside, like cotton things, they don't, like, the hi-ya shape.
Yes.
You have to, like, you have to get the down ones so that you can, like, fluff it and then chop it.
Yeah, I need to figure out where these Pinterest girls are getting these pillows. Yeah. Because, like, one time I went down a rabbit hole trying to find them and I literally could not. Or they were, like, really expensive. So maybe they are just really expensive.
So I have some from Amazon, but I just want bigger ones. And then I think the trick is when you buy the pillow, the trick is to buy the pillow cover one size down so that you're, like, stuffing the pillow into the pillowcase so that it is more full, basically. Mm-hmm. So, yeah this is my journey of creating my bed, basically.
Aesthetic bed. So. Yeah, honestly, I really need to do that.
So that is my influence. What is yours?
Okay, my influence. Josh was out of town this weekend and like never home alone. And sometimes I like forget what it's like and I'm like, oh my God, like, wow. Even though I literally don't do anything different, I'm like, okay, actually, I miss you anyways. So at night, like I need to have like comfort movies on cause I'm like kind of scared. Like, so I don't know why, like every time I'm alone, home alone, like I always want to watch like the OG throwback, like Disney Channel original movies from when we were in middle school, dead ass. So one night I watched Go Figure. Do you remember this movie? Go Figure.
Wait, which one?
It was an ice skating one.
Yep.
Okay, like so cute, and I watched it again and like so freaking cute, but it's so cheesy and I'm just like, wow, honestly, I miss this so much. It just warms my heart. Then I watched She's the Man, which is a absolute classic.
That was my favorite movie ever before Top Gun 2 came out.
Oh my God, wait, that was the I love that, but honestly, it makes me really sad because, like, I cannot believe the change. Like, I'm just so curious. Like, I cannot believe how talented and, like, I mean, that's obviously she went through a lot of trauma and everything, but, like, it's just, it kind of makes me sad, honestly, seeing, but so good. And then, oh, and I also was trying to watch Love is Blind, but I forgot we got kicked off the Netflix because they enforced that like one household thing and we were using Josh's
somehow
parents.
We're still avoiding that. I don't know how.
Yes,
but
we
like,
had an error.
We haven't been forced yet.
Yeah, we were forced out, so I could not watch anything on Netflix, which I was fully planning on watching Love is Blind, but it's fine. And then the last one, I watched Ella Enchanted. Again, a classic, my queen, Anne Hathaway. Just I had a great time. This is what I watch when I'm alone and it makes me happy and feel safe. Okay.
Yeah.
So those are my influences. Hopefully maybe this is a sign for you guys to go watch those movies because they're so good. Maybe not Go Figure. That one, it was really cringy, honestly, but still really cute. Was going to watch Ice Princess, but another classic with Georgina Sparks from Gossip Girl.
So good.
But yeah. Anyways, those are my influences of the week.
Love that. I feel like kind of unhinged. We're kind of unhinged this week.
I know.
Love that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yay. So yeah, this week's episode, we're just kind of share some favorites, kind of check in, see if anything's changed, see if we found some new brands, just kind of see what's going on. So I guess we will dive right in. Okay. The first favorite is favorite clothing brands. Brand or brands, because it's obviously so hard to narrow it down sometimes to one. And we didn't prep our answers or anything. We were just like, we want to do this like off the cuff. Like what comes to mind, like, you know, truly favorites. So.
Okay. So like, honestly, I can't think of a favorite. So I think I need to do it in terms of like what I am currently buying and like who I'm buying from. Because, like, I don't know. Like, I don't really have a favorite right now. I used to have favorites, but, like, right now,
it's I feel like right now you, like, love Saison.
Saison like, vibes. I do really love Saison. I actually just did an order from, for Love and Lemons in the spring and summer just hit so different. And I just did an order from them. Stunning. Also, H&M randomly has really good stuff. So, love them. Which is kind of random. Wait, and there was another one I was going to say. Like, honestly, I don't know. But I do love Saison. But I don't have a favorite clothing brand. Obviously, Revolve. Like, I'm always shopping on Revolve. Like, I just love their stuff. But I can't think of, like, a favorite. What about you? Do you have one?
I know, same. I'm kind of like, what am I ordering lately? Definitely like Revolve. I just feel like they have such great brands. Like I love Girlfriend Denim. Honestly, I think my favorite pairs of jeans right now are from Girlfriend.
Yeah, cute.
My favorite, trying to see like what's on. I don't think we really talk about shoe brands. So like Tony Bianco, like my obsession just like keeps going up and up and up, and like it won't stop until I literally own like every pair of like pointy toe heel they have. Like I'm so obsessed.
Love that.
And then Zara, I feel like has been decent.
Okay, yeah. I feel like I've seen a lot of people talk about Zara recently.
Yeah, so I feel like that's kind of the vibe right now. I feel like it's honestly like similar brands like for like each season. So like I feel like spring is like, I feel like I was looking up for Love and Lemons, but it's just like, I don't know, it's not hitting for me right now. Like I have pieces from them that I truly love and I still love them, but like their new stuff, I'm not like super like for the price. The price point, mm-hmm. you know, is like they are pricey. So I'm like, I just don't love it enough for the price, I guess, is what it is.
So honestly, it is so pricey. It's like kind of crazy.
But yeah, I think that's like current situation right now, but it kind of changes. But that's the vibe right now, I think.
Okay. Kind of
like blanking. That. I'm like trying to think like what's hanging up on my clothing rack right now, but honestly, like I say this on the podcast, but if we have a trip planned, I will start shopping for it. So like I'm starting to plan like Coachella outfits, mm-hmm. and like just like normal Palm Spring outfits, South of France outfits, Paris Fashion Week outfits. Like I feel like once I have that trip booked, like I start planning. So I feel like that's kind of what I'm working on. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's what's happening right now. Okay. Next one is favorite makeup brands.
Okay. I kind of need to change this in for my answer to makeup product, because I feel like my makeup drawer is just like all over. Like I don't have a favorite brand. But, like, the makeup that I, like, the product I'm absolutely obsessed with right now and just, like, changed my makeup for me, and I think I'm so late on this, is the Dior Forever Foundation.
I love that one.
So good. I am just, like, I can't believe I haven't ever tried it until recently. It literally looks like skin when you're, like, mm-hmm. blending it, and I just feel like my makeup looks so much better with that. I'm just so happy I found it. So that foundation, and then this one is probably always going to be my favorite, is the Givenchy Rose Voila. I think that's how you say it. Prism powder. So good. Literally so good for my skin type. It just helps my under eyes not crease ever. So yeah, and then one more. Okay, the Rare Beauty highlighter in Mesmerize. I think it's Mesmerize. I'm like 99.9% sure it's Mesmerize. Is literally so good. I also feel like that has transformed my makeup. I feel like I always get compliments on it. It's so ethereal. It's kind of like a pinky tint for the highlight, and it is just absolutely stunning. Literally stunning. Love I'm obsessed that. With it. So those are my three.
Okay, cute. I feel like, okay, for makeup brands, like, I'm obsessed with Patrick Ta. I love, like, his lip products, his new blushes, the blush colors that he just came out with. Those are, like, kind of my go-to.
Still have never tried that because they're always sold out.
So good.
Well, the shade I
want. And then my newest obsession, which I need to figure out how to make it work with my skin, is... like Dibs Beauty is like my Dibs / like nude sticks, like the whole stick thing. Oh, where you yeah. have like contour on one side and blush on the other. Yeah. Love it. I just have oily skin, I think, and so I need to take another makeup lesson on how to apply, what's it called, not powder product, cream? But like creams, yes, like how to do that, because I think I like apply the creams like before my powder, and then I set with powder, but I don't know if that's the right way to do it. So I just need to like double check.
I think it is.
But yeah. So loving Dibs and like nude sticks. And then I'm trying to think like actual products, if anything's like sticking out. Oh my gosh, I love the Hourglass concealer. Super Ooh, obsessed. I don't think oh, I've Hourglass. Tried theirs. Hourglass is a really good brand too, because I love their primer, their concealer. I use their eyeliner right now, and I have blush from them too. That's really good. So I feel like Hourglass is another really good brand. And then I feel like Charlotte Tilbury is just like very ride or die. Like when I'm doing my like glam makeup, that's the foundation I use, or actually the Flawless Filter is the foundation I use for that. But if I'm doing like every day, they have the Glowy Skin foundation that I really like too. It's very similar to that Dior one.
Ooh, I don't think I've tried theirs.
And like love their like bronzer and setting powder, the setting spray. But yeah, I feel like those are kind of my go-tos right now.
That.
Yeah. Oh, and I've been loving my Makeup Forever lip liners too.
I feel Ooh, like they I love my apply Makeup Forever one too.
They apply really well.
Yes, I think I use. I think it's called Caffeine Forever.
Like something. Anywhere Caffeine.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah,
Caffeine Forever. Yeah.
I feel like that one's like so very good. Similar to Charlotte Tilbury Iconic Nude. Like yeah, same vibes. So, yeah. Yeah, okay, that's kind of what I'm loving for makeup right now. Okay, next one is favorite beauty brands. Is this like skincare? Like we kind of talked about a little earlier. Favorite.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's skincare. Make it for like maybe like skin/body. Okay, my favorite skincare brand literally ever is Caudalie. Like seriously, oh my this God, okay. brand has literally transformed my skin. Like I had Heather like randomly texted me and was like, what are you doing with your skin? Like I noticed at the wedding and I meant to ask you. And I'm like, I was telling her the products I was using, they're literally all Caudalie. Like it I just love that brand so much. So I use their, of course, you know, Perfect Serum. I have talked about it a million times, but I also bought and am using their new, it's their retinol alternative serum. It's, I forget what it's called. It's like, I don't know how to pronounce it. I'm like confused by what word it is. I never heard this word, but it's the retinol serum alternative. It's so good. I don't really know what it does, but I just feel like my skin looks better. And then I also love their eye cream, the Premier Cru eye cream. It is so pricey, but it is just so worth it. They also had a 25% off sale over the like last week, and then just restocked. Their eye cream is $85. I'm like, hello, what is happening? Hello. But it is honestly worth it, and so I repurchased all of them. I just love that brand. It is so amazing. Absolutely love. But my top three, like I said, is Caudalie number one, and then Elemis and Clarins, my favorite skincare.
I'm so glad we've graduated from Tula.
Yeah, honestly, like, me so too. Glad. I'm like really pushing it. However, like it, I swear to God, I don't know what it is. If I start to break out, I literally just need to use my Tula moisturizer, which is so freaking random. Like I only have my Tula moisturizer on, and then the breakout goes away. Like it I is feel like so
it's
because
it's so basic. There's like no ingredients in it. Like it's just like,
I know. You know like, what I mean? I don't like know it, what like if I break out, I'm like oh, Dove this, soap. That's okay. I just need you know, to like only use the Tula whole moisturizer
Dove soap thing. Yes, how, like people use Dove soap.
Yeah, and it just and, like, goes Dove away. Is
so cheap. Yeah, yeah.
So like yeah. Yes. Okay, those are okay. mine. What about you?
Okay, I feel like for medical grade skincare, I love Ice Clinical. IS Clinical, I think is mm-hmm. what it's called. Love oh, and then what's oh, and Zoskin or Zeoskin. Mm-hmm. I get that from Dr. Barrett. But so like I love the Zoskin gentle cleanser. I love their like micro exfoliating like scrub. Mm-hmm. I love their exfoliating pads. Love their moisture emulsion is yeah. Ice Clinical. Wait, yeah, also love that.
Their pads I started using. That's also what I texted Heather because I'm like, wait, their pads are so
the exfoliating
good.
Pads. Yes. It honestly feels like it wipes my pimples away. Like I will use it and like wipes
my skin feels so soft after. So like honestly, that is such a good one too. It's way better than Elemis. Elemis.
Yeah.
Like I love that one. I would absolutely repurchase it.
Yeah. So that and then obviously, yeah, you got me hooked on the Caudalie serum.
Love that.
And then they also have kind of like an acne line. So if you deal Ooh. With acne like I do sometimes, there's it's the Veno Perfect line still, which I think is maybe that's the line, but they have like a I don't know if it's called an acne serum, but it comes in kind of like a green bottle, so I kind of switch between the one you like and this like green one. Mm-hmm. Love Caudalie for that. And then I'm testing out Tatcha right now, testing out kind of their moisturizer.
Doesn't it feel some so of their cool products.
Yeah, the moisturizer. And then yeah, love their stuff so far. And then yeah, Clarins is so good. The face serum and the eye serum, it like mm-hmm. feels so good, it smells so good, it smells my skin so good. Loves it, so love those products. But yeah, I would say those are kind of my ones that I go to and reach for. And then mm-hmm. just like a separate shout out, I love the I think it's Hero or no Mighty Patch cosmetic, the pimple patches. I think Mighty Patch I think is my favorite. Is that the one that comes in the red? Is that
wait
yeah or is that Hero?
Mighty Hero something
oh
like
is
that.
That it okay
yeah
I get them on Amazon. Those are like my Same. Favorite pimple patches. Like mm-hmm. I feel like they're like have the biggest surface area and they really like pull things out of your skin.
Yes.
Love that. So, okay. Yay. Okay. Next favorite is favorite vacation destination.
Okay. For tropical, Turks and Caicos. Now. Just literally we were talking about how much we miss it. Like that was literally yeah. the best week ever. But I don't usually go on tropical vacations. So if it's not that, honestly, wait, where is my favorite? Like I loved Turkey.
Yeah.
Like truly loved it. I honestly love anywhere with kind of like a, correct me if I'm wrong, you guys, but I just like love anywhere with like a Middle Eastern-ish influence. It's just like, I don't know, everywhere that I've been that is like that has been amazing and so cool. And I'm randomly obsessed with going to Morocco now. And so we're going, like, I think I'm going to go there and yeah, so we'll see. But I just like love anywhere like that.
Yeah.
I don't know why. The food is amazing. People are so cool. I just love the culture. So yeah. Okay, what about you?
I feel like my answers like never change. So yeah, like tropical is like Turks and Caicos forever. Mm-hmm. Like manifesting going back like on a brand trip there or just on a trip in general. I don't know. Like would love to go back as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. And then obviously more like city is Paris. It's like
yes.
My soul truly just thrives there. Like your I literally place. Feel it's my happy place. I feel like in another life, like I lived there. It's like so crazy because now that I've been a decent amount of times, like I know the streets, like I'm very comfortable there. Like I know my way around. Like it's like when you move somewhere new and you finally kind of get like directionally situated and you know where things are and you just like feel good there. Mm-hmm. Like honestly, I feel more comfortable in Paris than I do like in Los Angeles. Like
honestly, it's like so crazy. It makes sense.
Like
yeah.
I just thrive there and I'm so happy there. And yeah, just like the food, the shopping, the language, like the history, the art, just like everything about it lights my soul up. So I just like don't think there will ever be a place that will compare to that. I don't know. So
yeah, I love that.
I just feel deeply connected there and I could not explain why. Like I have no ties. Like my family's never been there. Like
it's no, there's a
just
thing,
a me thing.
There's a thing called this is gonna sound so funny. There's literally a thing. It's called astrocartography and it's a whole different thing. It is based on astrology, but it is not astrology. It's literally like mapping out like your chart has these lines that go through the world map, and wherever like certain lines go through is like where your soul is happiest and like where you're meant to move. Like people do astrocartography and like base where they're going to move out of or move to because those places are where you're most successful, happy, and like it's scientifically proven. I don't know, but so I'm sure that yours goes through Paris.
Oh my gosh, I wanna
like you
I
feel
get that
like
done and see like
yeah,
if
like
mine
people
goes through
literally
Paris,
do that like, and then move to these places because like you live your best life in these places.
Like in an alternate universe where I was like single, had no dogs, like really mm-hmm. had nothing holding me down, I literally would move there.
Yeah,
for sure. Like that's where I would live my life. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just my happy place. And then, yeah, Turks and Caicos, I love it. It's just such a beautiful, fun, tropical place to go.
Yeah,
I don't know. I do want to go to other places, but I just get nervous. Like, I feel like it's hard because when you find a place you love, you just, like, don't know if somewhere you go is going to be as good. So then you're kind of like, mm-hmm. why would I go somewhere that's not as good or that I don't know if I know Turks and Caicos is going to be amazing? So,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
But okay, that is mine. Okay, next one is favorite dessert. Oh, wait, I missed one. Designer brand. Favorite designer brand.
I feel like mine hasn't really changed. Like, love Chanel, love Miu Miu. I feel like those are the two. Yeah. What about you? Chanel and Miu Miu.
Yeah, I feel like Celine is in there.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Trying to think. Yeah, but I feel like right now I would maybe... I feel like the brands don't change, but, like, the ranking does. So I would say, like, mm-hmm. right now Chanel's number 3, where it, like, used to be 1.
What's your number 1?
I would probably put Miu Miu at 1 and Celine at 2, I think.
Love that.
So, and then Chanel, yeah. So I think... The brands don't really change, but, like, their rankings change. So, like, mm-hmm. next time we do this, the ranking will probably change.
Yeah, I think we had Prada in there last time we did that. Did
okay,
this.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's not, yeah. like, yeah.
Oh, also, like, really love Saint Laurent, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like in terms of, like, brand aesthetic, if I, like, had all the money in the world, like, I feel like Saint Laurent is, like, mostly my vibe. Like I feel like they do a lot of black, a lot of blazers. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of black and gold. It's
oh, and
kind
you just
of like,
got a new pair of shoes.
Yeah, I need to post those. I need to do my little so unboxing. Cute. But yeah, so I think Saint Laurent is like in the mix too. Honestly, I could honestly swap out Chanel right now for Saint Laurent because like I love Chanel and always will, but it doesn't excite me right now.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of shocking, but
yeah.
Yeah. I just feel like the other designers are kind of doing a little more, so love mm-hmm. that. Okay. Next one is favorite dessert. What is your favorite?
Sweet Laura. Oh my God. I literally had the last one today.
Oh my God. You made those last so I know. Long.
I literally cut Mine them up. Mine were gone
so long ago.
Yes. I cut them up. Okay. But I will say it's because I had other desserts in the mix for my birthday. So I was like switching between things. Oh yeah. Things.
And also I was sharing mine with Andrew. So that's the process.
Yeah. I was not sharing mine. yeah. So part of my B-Day gift from Melissa was the Sweet Laurel S'more bars, and they yum. Are so freaking good, you guys. Like, we've talked about, I think, in another episode, Sweet Laurel, yeah. and how we were introduced to that from an event with FabFitFun. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And just like stunning LA-based baker who bakes everything like refined sugar free, gluten free, just like pretty much all good ingredients.
Dairy free, yeah.
Yes. And oh, those are just so good. So those, and then my other favorite is Paleo Treats. They're local in San Diego as well. And they just have the best cake. So I got two of their huge cakes because Josh and his sister did not communicate. So I have two huge ones and I'm excited. Oh my God, I love
that.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah. It worked out for you.
I know. I love them. But yeah. What about you?
Okay. I can't even remember what I said last time. I probably said those paleo cakes, which are definitely super yummy. But if I'm breaking my gluten-free, dairy-free restriction, mm-hmm. Just because it is technically like a sensitivity / preference, it's not like a deathly allergy, there's this dessert at Steak 48. It's this warm vanilla caramel cake with like vanilla gelato, and then they do these like, I don't know if they're like cinnamon coated pecan, is it pecan or pecan? I say pecans.
I think either.
Okay. Pecans, and they're like, it's so yummy, and then they serve it with like a side of whipped cream, and it's just like all of it mixed together, just like in your mouth, tastes so good. So that's like my favorite like dinner dessert mm-hmm. at a restaurant. I'm trying to think, but if we're talking about like every night go to like satisfy my sweet tooth sweets craving that I have, I just like love a good berry bowl. Like, we get yeah. like strawberries from the farmer's market, cut those up, and then we do the Hue. They're like dark, simple chocolate little nuggets. Mm-hmm. And just like a bowl of that with my strawberries just like
yum.
Hits the sweet tooth, is like relatively healthy, like
yeah.
within my gluten-free, dairy-free lifestyle. So, but like I love yum. Love dark chocolate, love sweet candy, love sour candy, like love it all. But
yeah,
if I had to narrow it down, it would be those things.
Yeah,
I think so. Okay, next thing is favorite item in your closet.
Okay, again, I think I need to break this down to like very current, because that's mm-hmm. like a kind yeah. of big statement. Okay, so like very current, like the things that I keep wearing over and over. Randomly, number one is my Prada loafers. Like, all of a sudden this year, I cannot love that for you. Like, literally, when did we buy 2019
in Hawaii? Yes.
Wait, when did we go? Was it 2019?
It had to have been 2019 because it was definitely before COVID.
So funny. Okay, like so funny. But I just like can't stop wearing them. I don't know why. They're just going with every single outfit that I put together, and I just am obsessed with them. So love those. And then randomly, I just got this new bag in that I can't stop wearing. It's from House of Sunny, and I just think it's the perfect bag. I just feel like it's, I don't know, it's like this big bag, and I just love the big sling like bag aesthetic. I don't really know how to describe it, but it just gives like this really cool, almost like vintagey feel, and I really, really like styling things with that bag. So I feel like those are the two that I'm reaching for. And then an item in my closet that just like always makes me happy when I look at it is like, honestly, I just like love my Frankie Shop jacket, which by the way,
love that iconic.
Yes. Like we bought the Frankie Shop leather jackets in Paris, and I was looking for this jacket I was on the notification sign up for months and months, and I was like, I just kept seeing if it would come back in stock, and it never did. And then I found the last one in Paris. Let me just say, I was on that wait list a year ago. Like, actually, maybe more than a year ago. I got an email yesterday that it got back in stock, and I was just shocked. I was like, wow, a year later. Like, I'm confused, but...
The way we brought those back from Paris, I don't even know how.
Oh my god, wait. And also, that reminds me. Ugh, wait, I take it back. Okay, I have to add another very important one. Literally all of my crochet cardigans, my absolute obsession. Like, this is my favorite item that I'm wearing for spring, actually. So let me just take them all back. It's actually the crochet cardigan. That is my favorite item in my closet. All of them, but like specifically Hope Macaulay. I just like love her, and I love her brand, and they're just amazing. So yeah, big, big, big chunky crochet cardigans.
Love that.
You know, that could have been my next one, but okay. Anyways, what about you? What's your favorite item in your closet?
I feel like it's so hard because I love all my clothes so much. Let me think. Like, what do I grab for?
I feel like is it your Miu Miu belt that you wear a lot? Or is it your house? I feel like you kind of wear that a lot.
Yeah. I'm just, like, trying to think of a fun answer, but it's really hard. I'm like blanking. What the heck? Favorite item in my closet. Like, love my blazers, obviously. Like, my Riona blazers are probably
such a good one.
Some of my favorites. Love those. Love my girlfriend, like, leather jackets. Love my, I just like love a good black blazer. I don't know. Like, love that. I feel like this is so boring. Favorite item in my closet.
I mean, they're staples for you.
Yeah, I feel like those are just kind of my go-to. I mean, we have some other favorites that we're going through that I think I'll be able to list some other items. But yeah, I feel like I just love a good black blazer. Yeah, boring. Boo. Okay,
no, next one. Your brand.
Yeah.
Your capsule wardrobe.
Truly. Your favorite trend for spring?
Okay, off the top of my head, that I am currently, or that I will be wearing, obviously the really big chunky cardigans I just think are so cute and so fun. And then I randomly like love the trend where it's like, have you seen those like tie front blouses that are like, they're kind of like puffy sleeves sometimes, or like kind of not peplum, but like, do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like the tie front. Okay, those I think are so cute. I keep seeing them styled so many different ways. So I literally, of course, this like always happens when I like think something's really cute, I order like a million. So I literally have 3 coming in the mail. And I'm really excited about those. I keep seeing really fun outfits with those, and I'm excited to style those. So, yeah. Those are, like, personal ones that I will be doing. What about you?
I think for spring, I'm just loving mini skirts. I feel like they're such a great transition, like, mm-hmm. to be, like, hey, it's spring. Like, I wouldn't wear this in winter. So, like, here is my spring outfit is what, like, a cute little mini skirt says to me. And loving right now, I think I am super, super obsessed with chunky belts. like statement belts, I guess. Cute. Like, yeah, like I feel like belts are going to be like huge for Coachella, huge for summer outfits, huge for spring. Like, I think we're going to see a lot of statement belts for the next couple of months. That. So really excited about that. Yeah, I feel like that for spring is what like I will be wearing and participating in and like what I'm really excited for. So yeah. Okay. Cute. Next one is favorite splurge item in your closet.
Like I feel like it's always going to be my Chanel bags. I feel like I'm thinking about what gives me the most happiness when I wear it. And it's those girlies, like they are my girls. I love them so much. And yeah, simple, clean answer. What about you?
Love that. Favorite splurge item in my closet. Oh my gosh. Like I want to say Chanel bags too, but I need to like pick something else. Like honestly, I truly appreciate and love my Celine bag so much. My college one. If you guys listened to the previous episodes when we talked about it, where I used my student loans to pay for this Celine bag.
Iconic.
That girly, love her. And I think I'll just say like one of my most recent purchases that I'm really excited about is I got the black Loewe, I think it's monogram or anagram. Maybe it's anagram.
Oh, monogram. Yuck. I don't know.
The black jeans with the Loewe logo on each leg. So, I will just say that.
Did you get? You didn't get them in.
Yes, I got them, but I bought them specifically for Paris Fashion Week. So you will not see those until September because that's what they are for. So they will sit in my closet until it is time for their presentation and arrival in Paris.
Cute.
So, yeah, I would say that right now is probably my favorite. So, yeah.
Yeah, they're cute.
Next one. I feel like this is an easy answer. Favorite social media platform.
Yeah, both of ours is Instagram.
Diehard Instagram girlies. Okay, next one. Favorite shoot location.
Okay, like loving cutie little coffee shops, but I'm really excited about more. I'm just like driving around San Diego and just anywhere right now. You can start seeing the little flowers bloom and they're just making me so excited. Mm-hmm. I love a flower photo, just like flower fields. I just love like those dreamy spots, especially for spring. So I'm really excited for that. Yeah, I think that's my answer. What love about that. You? Same for you.
Shoot location. I guess like in terms of like I feel like we just have two main spots. Like we have like our downtown San Diego circuit that I really love, and we have our downtown Los Angeles circuit. And honestly, I feel like it just like is so good for my feet. So I love those if I'm not in Paris, obviously. But
yeah.
Love it. I feel like that kind of goes with the next one too, which is what is your favorite aesthetic? I just like feel like I'm truly like diehard neutral street style aesthetic wall aesthetic situation aesthetic background coffee shop girly.
Yeah.
Like through and through. I feel like I see some people like posting like, oh, finally like finding the confidence to like bring color into my wardrobe. And I'm like, no, I'm actively choosing to like be neutral. Like that is just me.
Well,
like
it's not because I'm like to your brand and
it's not like like I'm afraid of color. Like no, I just like I don't like it. Like I know what I like, and I know like that I'm the happiest when it's like neutral. And I don't like, it's just like interesting when girls are like, oh, like finally bringing color, and I'm like, interesting, but okay, like it's But it's like funny. For me, I'm just like saying like for me, I'm just like neutral girly through and through. Like,
yeah,
you know, to the core.
We at our Clarins event, you guys, the theme was pink. which I was so excited about, but obviously Alyssa doesn't have anything pink, so she wore a white set, but she did wear my pink sweater, you know, and I have one singular person, photo for proof.
One person messaged me and was like, oh my god, are you wearing pink? And it was Jillian. She was like, there's no way you're wearing pink right now. And I was like, actually,
it looked very odd, I will say. I was like, wow, that really doesn't look like you.
No. So that's what I'm saying. I loved it. I am just like neutral girly at heart. Yeah. And like, that's just me. So
yeah.
Slay. Okay. What is your, or who is your favorite artist?
Okay. My favorite artists. Obviously, Taylor Swift.
What if you had to pick one? What would you do?
Like,
Taylor Swift, probably.
Like, yes, it's so basic, but like, I just love her so much. But like, I love Fletcher. She was also just on a podcast that was so good. I just love her so much, and I love her music, and she's coming out with an album this week. Oh my God, I'm so excited. It's dropping on the 22nd. I love her. And then I was a very, very casual Ariana Grande fan. Wait, hold on. I was a very, very casual Ariana Grande listener, okay? I wouldn't have called myself a fan. But this album is so good that it actually made me a fan a little bit. I mean, I am. So, love her. Yeah. Those are like, I don't know if I
Sabrina?
Oh my god, what is wrong with me? Forget everything I just said about Ariana. Anyone? Okay, Sabrina Carpenter. My queen. Oh my god, how could I forget? Also, she's dating, am I late to this? I just realized she's dating that guy from Saltburn, Barry.
Oh, the Toast was talking about it, which is the only reason I know that.
Oh, okay. They're actually kind of cute together, but yeah. I just absolutely love her. She is the cutest thing ever. I think she's so freaking talented, and I absolutely love her aesthetic. Like, I just think she's doing an amazing job, and I literally am trying to just... I would love to go to Coachella only for Friday, only to see Sabrina.
And we're manifesting that. We are trying. Yeah.
Yes. So...
to make that happen.
I'm so glad you reminded me. And, like, love Dua Lipa, but, like...
Isn't she coming out with an album too?
Yes. All the girls are coming out with albums this year. It's going to be the best year.
Yeah, they
year
were
music.
Saying, I think the Toast was saying, like, the next year's Grammys are going to be like lit.
Yes. Like, they're going to be amazing and like so
competitive. Because like obviously Taylor has hers coming out. Beyonce has hers. Like,
yeah.
Ariana, Dua Lipa.
Oh my God. It's going to be so good. And Dua Lipa hasn't released music in so long. So just honestly, great year for the artists. Like, there's so many that I love. All my pop queens are thriving and we love to see it. So yeah, sorry, that was like multiple and a long answer. Anyways,
it's okay.
What about you?
My answer is like very short. I feel like I just love country music. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't say like anyone like crazy specific. I feel like my favorite is like Luke Combs, Morgan Wallen, Russell Dickerson. Like, I loved when Florida Georgia Line was a thing, but they're not a thing anymore. Like, I feel like I just have like a whole...
What about Kelsey?
Like, country. Love Kelsey Ballerini, but love her. And like Maren Morris, but like, they don't release new music very often. And honestly, I can't remember if Maren Morris like left country music. Like, all these girlies are kind of just like not for it right now. So... yeah, I like country music. Like, if you get in my car, like, that's what's on the radio station. I feel like it's just, like, such a good vibe. Mm-hmm. And
it is good vibes.
That's, like, my favorite. So I feel like I don't have, like, one artist that I'm, like, on repeat. Like, if there is an artist, it's literally Luke Combs. It's, like, his newest album, and I love it. But,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, simple answer. But yeah, I did listen to Ariana Grande's album and I thought it was like really good. And excited for all the new music to come out this year. So
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like let's do favorite jewelry brand. What's your favorite jewelry brand?
Okay, like right now it has to be Heaven Mayhem. I don't feel like I'm wearing anything else because I'm not wearing necklaces like at all, really.
I know.
I just love a big chunky earring, and I really am obsessed with like what Heaven Mayhem's doing. So I think them. What about you?
Yeah, also loving Heaven Mayhem. I have a couple of her earrings. They're super cute. And then obviously I'm just like a diehard Erin Vader girly. Yeah. So I love like
Erin.
The chunky like Bottega dupes from her. They're the Renaissance ones, and like just love her regular hoops. Like just honestly love it all. I think she has some new stuff coming out, so I'm really excited. And I'm begging her to release it before Coachella, but I don't know if that's going to happen. But yeah, I feel like those are kind of like my go-to for sure right now. Okay, next one is favorite quote / mantra. What's currently resonating with you?
I feel like I have so many and I can't think of them. Wait, hold on. I mean, really, the story of my life recently, like in the past year, not recently, the past year has really been like, I don't really know if this is like a mantra, but just like the quote, like you have to feel it to heal it, like feeling your emotions.
Ooh, I love it's that.
The only way out is through. I think there's a different way to say that, but I can't remember what it is. So just like really feeling your emotions and doing all that. And then my OG favorite, I wish I had a new answer, but I don't really, is just like everything you've ever wanted is on the other side of fear.
Love that.
Yeah. And you deserve a seat at the table. Always.
Love that.
What about you?
Yeah, those are good. Yeah, I feel like mine doesn't change really ever. It's you don't get what you don't ask for. Like, I feel like I'm just like the biggest advocate for like, it doesn't hurt to ask very specifically what you want for, whether it's something very little or something very big. Like, you never know what the answer is going to be. And the worst you're going to get is no. And then, like, that. And then I feel like another mantra that I really love is, it's just not that serious. It's not.
That's a great
but, like,
mantra.
I have to, like, remind myself of that. Yes. And then be like, girl, it's not that serious. And I'm like, literally talking to myself, I'm like, you're so right, it's not.
And then like the whatever. Second you say that or like someone else says that, you're like, oh my god, like I forgot.
But like I feel like if you don't get it, if someone said that to you and you like don't understand it, or you're like not therapized, you know what I mean, like,
yes,
you would get you would get offended by that. But
that's
like
true, that's
truly
true.
It's just like,
never that serious.
It's not,
it's not really, and it never was and it never will be.
Nope. So I love that. And then, and then I just think, like, in terms of, like, quotes and mantras, like, I think it's just such a good reminder that, like, sometimes people in your life, there's, like, a quote, and it's, like, I think it's something of, like, it could be, like, a season or a reason. And it's like sometimes people are in your life for a season. Sometimes people are in your life for a reason. And like, but that doesn't mean they have to stay there forever and it's okay. Mm-hmm. Like some people obviously will, but like the ones that don't, like they could be a season or they could be a reason. And like that's that.
Yeah.
And then again, it's not that serious.
Honestly, those are really good.
Seasons and reasons. So yeah, I feel like those are kind of like my go-tos.
Yeah.
So
those are good. Yeah.
Okay, what is your favorite hobby right now?
What is my favorite hobby? Like, I don't know.
Are you still reading?
Like, unfortunately not. That was a really short list.
I feel like that was like a really heavy like crash and burn. That was like,
oh my god,
so
yeah, that's like kind of the story of my life. You know, I need to get back into that. I really actually don't know right now.
I feel like you're Reiki,
like kind of took a step back from that, but like my hobbies are like honestly therapy and journaling. Like, okay, Don't know what else. Like, going
gonna say, can you send me a link to that notebook that you posted?
Yeah.
Therapy. I was like, that one's cute.
Me having them right here. Yeah, these are my therapy notebooks.
Do they come in like black?
Yeah, they come in like every single color.
Okay, I was like, honestly, I need to get one of those.
Yeah, I love it. And they also have like, they have like page numbers, which I love.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love that. Progress.
Yes.
Okay. Cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
What are you, do you have a hobby right now?
I feel like I have the same hobby. It's Duolingo, learning French. I think
You're really on your
day grind like 500, like 25, I want to say.
Wow.
Something like that. I know. Kind of crazy.
That is really cool.
So, yeah, I love that. Yeah,
and that's working my out. Hobby.
Yeah, well, that'll be the next
one. Oh, you're right. So. Right.
Okay, what's your favorite type of workout right now?
Pilates. Because same. Yeah, Pilates.
Same. I recently started reformer Pilates like classes, and I'm obsessed. I think the little carriage.
I knew you would
so
love
much
it.
Fun, like just like swinging up and down on it.
Yeah, I know.
You just like stick your legs in the things, and you just do circles with them. Like that is just like the most fun thing ever. Or you like put your arms in the little ropes, and then you like pull yourself forward and back. Like
so wait, that
fun.
Reminds
and then,
like, me of like.
Or like when you're floating on the box. Like I just love laying in the box.
It kind of reminds me of like the bungees in gymnastics. Those were so fun.
Like it's just honestly so much fun.
Yeah, I'm glad.
And that's like literally what my explore feed is right now, is like those aesthetic choreographed Pilates girlies.
I see more of those.
So yeah,
it's gonna
really
be us.
Served that. I know. So yeah, just like really into that. And honestly, like I really enjoyed seeing a personal trainer. I think adding weights back into my routine has just like helped me feel so much better mentally. And I think like I listened to a couple podcasts and just things where it like it is important to add weights into your routine. And I feel like as girls, like we're either intimidated by it or like we just associate it with being like literally a bodybuilder. But
yeah,
that's not, weights don't have to do that. But it's like weights are just so good for your health. So I've been feeling really good after weights.
Yeah.
So yeah, honestly, loving it all. Happy to be back in that routine. Okay. So with that, then what is your favorite workout brand to wear? Like what are your go-tos?
My go-to, like randomly my favorite set right now that I just cannot stop wearing is from the brand Spiritual Gangster. Like I don't know what it is,
cute.
But like they got the color down perfect. They got the the material is just so comfortable. Like literally it's so comfortable, it's so flattering. It's kind of like that V cut for the leggings, and it's just
love.
I don't know, like I just cut. Like love this set, it's so good. And other than that, Aloe. Yeah, what about you?
Yeah, I love Aloe, and I love my Adenola pieces.
Oh yeah.
And then I really love the buttery material. And then I love this one brand, but I think I don't know if it went out of business or they just closed it down and stopped it, but it was Story. Did you ever get pieces from that brand?
Oh no. Wait, why do you think that?
Okay, because I did some digging, and like the owner, I'm pretty sure it's like still in her LinkedIn bio, and like the Instagram page is up, but there's no recent post, and people have like commented on the post, like what happened, where'd they go? And like, I guess the owner did a post about it, but I couldn't find it anywhere. And like the website doesn't exist. Like if you click the link, it like nothing happens. So you can't even buy pieces or anything, but I love them so much. So I'm like so sad. And I think she just like, I think she has, she like owns another like really big company. I need to look it up right now because like it's so sad because they had like the buttery material and she owns Alani
what?
Nutrition.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Okay, she probably stopped it because Alani knew is popping the frick off. Like, it's literally, they're everywhere. And my phone's dying, so I had to plug it in, by the way. So Alyssa's okay, getting
cute.
A different POV of me.
Cute. But yeah, which I'm like so sad.
Wait, that's crazy. I feel like Alani Nu is like literally everywhere right now. They're in Costco. They have 1 million different products. It's actually, me and Josh have an inside joke about it because like literally every single time we go to the store or to Costco randomly, they have a new product. They have gummies. They have snacks.
Yeah.
They have gummy snacks. I'm just like, how do you guys have the time for this?
No, like if you literally go on their Instagram, like, M. Rada is like posing with it.
Oh, they had a collab with Kim K. Did you know
I know.
That? Okay, yeah.
And now M. Rada's holding it. Like, jeez.
Yeah, so she's probably putting her time and effort into this brand.
I know, but like, story was so good. Like, I'm truly devastated. Like, it is my favorite. It's like the Adenola, like, soft leggings, but like, even the bra tops were so good. Like, just everything. Like, the cuts were, like, I felt like they just, like, got it. So, I, like, wear it a lot, and I have, like, so many pieces, but, like, just sad they're not, like, coming out with more, honestly.
Yeah.
Or, like, that the website isn't even up. Like, I can't even, like, buy more, basically. So. Dang. So sad. So freaking sad. Okay. Next one is favorite drink or beverage. We are almost through our list, guys.
Yeah, we have like two more. Okay, my favorite is a Sleepy Girl mocktail minus the Sleepy Girl. No, okay. But like, actually, I just love doing a...
She just doesn't put the magnesium in it, which is the part that's supposed to make you sleepy. So, yeah. That's why we say
yeah,
that.
So, and also, it's not even the Sleepy Girl mocktail, so I'm just making fun of myself. But I love doing the pomegranate juice. Okay, I put some ice in the glass. I do a pomegranate juice, and then I do a hibiscus-flavored LaCroix, and then I do a squeeze of lemon, and it's just so good. Like, literally, it's so good. Yum. Or you can switch it out with tart cherry juice, and that's the Sleepy Girl mocktail minus like the Sleepy Girl. But I just like, I love it. It's like what I look forward to during dinner now.
Yeah.
So yeah, that has to be my favorite. What about you?
For me, mornings, love my matcha, love my strawberry rose iced matcha with almond milk from Holy Matcha specifically.
Love that.
Like, that is just my go-to. And then my drink at dinner is my strawberry lemon poppy. Like,
yum.
I need to figure out how to get on this like PR list. I literally have it on auto refill from Amazon. So I definitely get like one case per month, but I order it in between because it only comes with 12 and I like run out before my auto renewal comes. So I have to like order in between. So like, I am constantly ordering these strawberry lemon poppies. Like,
yeah.
So yum. So those are my favorite beverages for sure.
Love that.
Okay, last question. What is your or who is your favorite account to follow? What is your who?
Okay, I'm kind of like in this like interesting like transition phase, but like, because I don't know, I feel like there's a few, I guess. As you guys know, like, Sophia Coelho was my number one queen, and she still is, but I feel like her style is a little, like, it's more
like
defined
so unique
for her.
Now.
Yeah.
Like, so niche.
It's very
like,
unique.
So, like, cool girl vibes, but so unique.
Yeah, like, it's so cool, and I love it, but I feel like it's not pieces I have in my wardrobe anymore, but I just love seeing what she styles in general. So, like, absolutely love following her always. What about you, Hannah Schoenberg?
I love my stunning queen,
yeah.
Hannah Schoenberg. Like, kind of like what you just said, like, I love how she sees things and shares things. And, like, I feel like it's just so aesthetic and artistic. And it's just, like, mm-hmm. so beautiful. And I just,
yeah.
like, her account is, like, truly, truly my favorite. And it's, like, I feel like so right now the trend on Instagram, I feel like, is, like, doing these like talking videos with your significant others, sharing your OOTDs. Like, it's like one creator does it, so then all the other creators start doing it because it's like doing really well for that one creator. So it's like it becomes this trend, and then a lot of people start doing it because then it's like, obviously when we as creators see something working for someone else, we want to do that too. But like for mm-hmm. me, I don't have that. Like Andrew just is not that. Like he is so comfy in his aloe clothes every day, like his aloe like sweatpants, his aloe basketball shorts, his like aloe tees, like that is what he wears. Like that is his comfort level, you know. So we're not really getting OOTDs here, so like that's just mm-hmm. like not the style or aesthetic type of content for me. And I feel like Hannah Schoenberg is like such a good reminder that you like people still like aesthetics. And like even if people will say, and people do say that like, oh, aesthetic feeds are out, like aesthetic isn't in anymore, like people just want like messy lifestyle, and like sure, maybe, but like I feel like she is just such a great example of like aesthetic still works. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like it's still like, she also just hit a million. Mm-hmm. So it's like what she's doing is still working. So it's just a good reminder to stick with like you, and like just don't do something just because it's super trendy right now or it's doing really well for other people. Like if it's not you, like you don't have to force it, and you don't have to do that trend, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? And so like she like I feel like really yeah. helps me mentally remind myself that like it's okay to like not do this trend or not do this type of content, and to really just like stick with what I love. And like also I love aesthetic things, so I feel like that's the kind of content like I create and that I produce and put out and that I like mm-hmm. to consume. So I just love her, and she's just yeah. like so cute, and her style is so good. She's too so cute. Like her outfits and just like her posing, just like everything. I'm pretty sure her boyfriend is her photographer, and like I feel like he also has a really good eye
yeah
of capturing things. And like I don't know, the two of them together is just so insane. And then I love her bestie too, Lovisa. Like I think they're so yeah, cute. I together love her as well too.
She's so cute.
So, and she's like really cute outfits with like her child, and I'm like
oh. yeah,
like so cute. Like mom goal outfits. So yeah, kind of same answer, but like she's just like so inspiring, and I just like love her perspective on life. Mm-hmm. It's just like so beautiful. So yeah, that is my favorite account to follow. Has been,
that's a good still answer. Is
will mm-hmm. be. Like I just feel inspired and like motivated by her content, and I love that. Yeah. When she posts things, I like want to buy them, so I'm like, she's very clearly influencing me, so
good at her job.
Yep. So yeah. And that's pretty much a wrap on our questions. Do you want to share our listener of the week this week?
Yes, our listener of the week is Francesca. Her Instagram handle is at FranFaash, Fran Fash, I think. But she is one of the girlies going on our South of France trip, and we are so excited and so excited to have her. Her page is just so cute, like very cute style. She is so stunning, and she has like a really cute girly vibe to her. She's also an Atlanta girlie, so if any Atlanta girlies want to give her a follow or like reach out to her to like, I don't know, connect, because we are the influence mm-hmm. community, go and do that. But yeah, shout out to you, Francesca. We're so excited to have you on the trip.
Yes, seriously, I can't wait. And she's so, so stunning. So, yay. Well, thank you guys. Literally, the fact that we thought we were going to fit this into the last episode.
I know.
Like, the last episode was over an hour, and this episode was over an hour. So, that is why we cut it in half. But we love consuming these episodes. So, hopefully, you guys also love to consume and listen to these episodes. Yeah. We think they're just so fun. You get to know us better, kind of on an individual level, kind of like what we did for our last episode, just so you guys can connect a little more with us. But yeah, we love you guys and thank you guys so much for listening. It would really mean the world to us if you left us a review, a rating and review on whatever platform you listen on. It just helps our podcast, you know? And we'd really appreciate that. And it's really easy and takes like a couple seconds. So yes, we would love that. And I hope you guys have an amazing week. We have some really exciting things planned for the podcast, so we can't wait to share them with you guys. Manifesting some really cool guests, some really fun topics, and yeah, lots of fun things coming up. So stay tuned. We love you guys, and yeah, have a good rest of your week. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. We hope you guys loved this episode.
Don't forget to subscribe for new episodes every Monday. Leave us a rating and review, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.